This is Donovan Beery. We're day two of the HOW conference, and I've got with me Andy Epstein?
Epstein.
Epstein.
Epstein's okay.
And Andy, where are you from?
Princeton.
And which conference or conferences are you going to during this session?
Well, I'm speaking at the in-house conference. So.
And what is your talk about?
Well, my talk's about business models. So, you know, different companies have different needs. And instead of just what happens with a lot of in-house groups where they just kind of evolve by default, there's opportunities for them to take different structures, like a flat structure where the designer does all the responsibilities, or versus a studio structure where you might have a project manager, then all the way up to an agency structure where you've got accounting execs. And there are companies that have needs for any, you know, those three models.
And besides actually speaking at the event, you're actually, if I remember right, you're actually writing the in-house, a lot of the in-house blog?
Yeah, actually, I'm writing, and also, though, I would say a more appropriate term would be editing, because it's not just me who contributes to the blog. We have people like Emily Cohen and Jen Miller, who are design business consultants, contributing weekly to the blog. We have Jenny Herberger. It's more like an e-zine than a blog.
And what's the address for this?
Okay, so the address is, I'm reading it off the card here because it's kind of long. It's http://blog.inhouseconference.com.
And how is this spelled? H-O-W-S-E, because we're at the house.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I-N-H-O-W-S-E. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Fantastic. And how's your experience as far as going to the other sessions that you're not running?
It's been amazing. Serendipitously, I sat in on a breakfast roundtable at, of all places, the Creative Freelancers Conference. And I'm thinking, well, I used to be a freelancer. I'll get something out of it from that perspective. But there was a guy, Kevin Flores, who was leading or moderating the roundtable. And he was talking about how, as a small agency, he was able to meet or address a trend where large corporations are kind of scaling down, working with larger agencies, and he's filling that gap. And as an in-house designer, the first thing I thought was, well, in-house design teams can fill that gap too. So I was like, this is cool. I didn't expect that walking into the Creative Freelancers breakfast, but, you know, it just kind of...
You forget what kind of overlap we have between these industries, even though they are a lot different. We are all creatives, and we do have some of the same situations regardless.
Oh, a ton. And I think it was great that HOW decided to have all three occurring at the same time, because just that kind of, you know, accidental cross.
Oh, you, no, actually, I think you like it because you're going to in-house, and so you get to throw a massive party that you get to go to instead of a smaller one that you would have.
That's true. When they had the in-house conference by itself, it wasn't nearly this fun. So, yeah.
Yeah, we have thousands. I mean, today, this is the first time we have all three conferences hitting for the only time, I think, that all three hit. And we got thousands of people here at the picking up free, promos, whatever.
Oh, it was amazing because after the keynote, everybody came up and they hadn't opened the doors yet. And so it was like Walmart at Christmas. You were like expecting people to like kill each other to come in and get their sample of Mohawk. But yeah, it's cool. It's a really good thing.
And outside of what you're actually doing, what is the one thing left this week that you're looking forward to seeing the most?
Let me think about that. I think that Kevin Carroll, I find, is a really inspiring speaker. So I know he's doing the closing keynote address, and I saw him present once, I guess it was a few years ago. So he's someone that I always get juiced up from, so he's someone who I'm really looking forward to see.
Well, we are too, and thank you very much for stopping by, and we look forward to seeing your presentation. Is it tomorrow?
Yep, it's tomorrow at 2:30.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, I'm at the show now. I feel pretty good about it, Courtney. Don't you go anywhere. It's not just me.
And actually, Courtney, you were with us last year on the House Special. Is this Courtney Christensen?
Yes, I was there last year, and I'm here again this year.
And once again, your company's name has more than two syllables, so I do not remember
it
what
has
it is.
19 syllables. It's Kansas City University of Medicine and Biosciences.
I still do not remember that, but it sounds great.
What city is that in?
Kansas City?
Kansas City?
Yeah.
How is this year so far been different from last year? Or this is actually like your third conference, isn't it?
Yeah, this is my third HOW conference in a row, and I don't know. It's just getting started. It's hard to say how it's different so far, but Denver is a great place to have it. I love Denver. And
what are you looking forward to the most out of the speaker list or the events that are coming up?
Well, actually, I really like the speaker today. I can't remember his name. It was that photographer who works for Howe Books. I bought a couple of his books, and he has a book signing tomorrow.
Was he the opening talker?
No, he was... I will look for his name right now.
Since I bought his
book. Jim Krause.
He was great.
And that was one of the breakout sessions.
Yes, it was one of the pre-sessions today, this afternoon.
What was the one thing that you say you got the most out of that session? What's the one thing that carried through with you as we go into the evening?
He just gave a lot of ideas about how to think about photography and how to see things in a different way so that it helps your photography. He didn't go too much into the technical aspects of it, like how to work a camera, how to do Photoshop. You know, you can find that information almost anywhere, but he sort of told us how he goes around seeing things, and you know, he has different themes that he follows for his photography, and
so it's just really an inspirational piece that will lead you forward to, and well, hopefully it leads into something even better tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking forward to everything else that's
okay. Courtney, well, we'll catch up with you later. Thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Yo, I'm going to take this mic from you, Donovan Berry. I'm talking to Nick Nahroth over here. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Nate?
I'm doing well. We were hanging out last night. You're still here today. Still rocking some Sweet Veer shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate that. So you got some content today, but kind of just kicked off how with the keynote with Guy Who Talks Mad Fast.
Oh, yes.
Yes. What did you think of the keynote?
I thought it was hard to follow. He talked too fast. No, just
kidding.
Your
brain just works too slow, Nick.
Yes, that might be what it is. Yes,
you're
my brain is a little slow. This altitude kills your brain. But no, seriously, he was very great. I thought he was really inspiring. He had a lot of good things to say about design and how we can affect things and affect change. And that, you know, it always pumps me up to hear that. And, you know, whenever, especially when you work like me, I'm in-house. And you don't always get a lot of the positive reinforcement. So coming here, hearing that, it's a great way to start off Howe. And I'm a Howe veteran. This is my fifth. And I
wow, okay. So you've been doing it for a while.
Oh, yeah. I'm a veteran, and I got to tell you, if you've never been, you got to go. It's a one-in-a-lifetime experience. It's great.
Or five times in a lifetime experience.
Well, yeah. And luckily, work has paid for some of it for me, so that helps. But, you know, the Resource Center is fantastic, especially if you're new to design. You don't know anything about paper, or, you know, it's great to meet the vendors and learn about paper and what is on offer to you.
We were just in the so-called Resource Center. I was just in there for the first time. That's madness in
yes,
there.
Yes, the first
there
day
are people
you
throwing
need a
elbows.
You got elbow action, and French is always the hot item.
You got some French paper over
French,
there.
Finch and Yupo.
Finch has the hot bags.
In the Veer booth. The Veer booth.
Yeah,
in
the Veer. You
got to
get your free tea from the Veer booth.
Veer was out of free teas by the time I got there.
By the way, this is the free T-shirt from 2005, Chicago.
Did you get Veer's free shirt today?
I did. It's oh snap.
Do you have it? Can you show it to me?
Are they out already? Am I out too late?
They were out by the time we got there. This is going to make great radio. I just want to see the shirt that I missed out on.
This is what you missed out on, guys.
Oh, son of a bitch. That's really nice.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like camera parts and things that spell out oh snap.
How dare Veer
again,
give away good stuff.
Great. This is
Veer is the best giveaway, man. This is the reason I come back. No, not really, but
I come here for the shirts.
Goodness, yeah. No, I come for the design goodness.
That's awesome. Well, hey, Nick Nahroth.
Nahroth.
I want to make sure I get that right.
You got it right,
man. It kind of sounds like you should be in a rock band, or so you should be in Poison with a name like that.
Oh, great, yeah.
Well, okay.
Metallica, maybe?
Or maybe let's go with Metallica. All right, okay. Mm-hmm. Where can people find your stuff? I know you're a freelance designer and illustrator. Right. Where can they go to find it?
This is going to be a long one, guys.
Let's do it.
NicholasJNahroth.com.
You're not messing around with that at all, are you?
Oh, hell no, man. You got to spell my full name.
Yeah. You got to know me to find me on the web. Well, Nick, thank you very much for stopping by.
Thanks, Nate.
That was awesome.
Thanks,
Katie, you want to come tell us about studio tours?
Sure.
Rock. We're here with Katie Hall. Katie, where are you from?
Northern Virginia.
Northern Virginia. Any particular town or just kind of the region?
Alexandria.
Rock, Alexandria. That's an awesome place. As far as I'm aware, at least it brought you to the Howe Conference. Now, we brought you over because we know that you did the studio tours today. How was that?
They were awesome.
Did you just all, roll up on a bus? What happened?
Yeah, we all piled up onto a bus that had no air conditioning, so everyone was really hot by the time we were done.
I got to say, this entire conference, the air conditioner has been a little low in every building I've been in.
There has been serious
air
conditioner
problems. The Wynkoop Brewery had an awesome, awesome dinner and great beer, but not great HVAC service.
The three of us, actually, and Katie and Nick and Missy, who was over there, who was trying to avoid the show, we all had dinner last night at maybe the most swelteringly hot restaurant brewery of all time. So you went from that experience directly to this morning doing sweltering hot bus studio tours. Where did you go?
Well, it wasn't this morning. It was afternoon. So it
hotter. Right when the sun was up. Yeah.
We went to five places. The first one we went to was Foil and Dye. Second one was Idaho Stew and Ink Lounge. And the third one...
Oh, you saw Idaho Stew. We love we love him.
They did the Hell poster, which is totally awesome, and I bought one. And...
I don't know Idaho Stew.
Idaho Stew.
Yes, you do.
I do?
They do screen printing and other design.
Yes, I totally know that. Okay.
He bought us a ton of beers when we were here for the AIGA conference last time. Stuart Alden?
Oh, shit, Stew. Okay, yeah, all right. Idaho I didn't know that was Idaho Stew.
Give I'm a glad shout that we out to him because he is awesome. I would have liked to have seen his studio.
I feel bad about that now.
Forget all the other studios. Let's only talk about Idaho Stew.
Idaho Stew was awesome because they had this whole like space in the back to do all their screen printing projects, which were totally awesome. I love screen printing, so it's like the most awesome thing. And then the front part, they had all their design equipment and whatever, and that's what they do in their day job. But they also explained that for their fun time, they do all their screen printing. And that's about all they talked about.
Sweet, sweet. So was that the one that really stood out to you, or is that just the one that Donovan wants to call out?
No, stop. Of course it's the one that stood out. I don't
want
to hear.
I just want what was... Would you recommend the studio tours to someone coming to the Howe Conference next year in Chicago?
I definitely
would. Oh, shit. Or did I just blow that? Sorry, brand. Whatever. Everyone knows it's in Chicago. It's in the book.
Anyway, yeah, I definitely would. Definitely go on the studio tour.
It was a good time.
Okay. It was a good time.
All right. That's right. You heard it here second. Howe Conference going to Chicago next year, I guess. It's printed in the materials. It's not like that information's not getting out. It's in the book that is in my pocket right now. So, what up? Chi-town. We're doing that.
Pizza.
Okay, thank you very much, Katie.
Katie, thank you so much for coming by.
Can I pitch my website?
Yes. Oh, my God. Where can people find out more about you?
KatherineRayHall.com.
You hang out with Nick, don't you? You guys spell out your full-ass names on these URLs.
I'm not clever enough to think of a cool, like, design name.
Here. So I have to... Now, I know many Catherines, and they all spell it differently.
Oh. K-A-T-H-R-Y-N.
Right, with a Y. With Let's a Y. Do it. And awesome, thanks for stopping by. Missy! Hi, Missy, this is my first time at the Howe Conference, too. And I guess this is your first time at the Howe Conference?
Sure is.
Right, what's your last name, Missy?
Bergen.
And where can people find out more about you online?
BergenStudios.com.
Right, okay, so we got the plug-in, so that's pretty good, right? So you were here last night. We had dinner at the Sweltering Hot Brewery.
Yes, it was delicious.
Are you just here for Howe Conference proper, or did you do any of the stuff that was happening yesterday?
No, nothing yesterday. I did both of the sessions today. I did two sessions.
Oh, what'd you do?
I did the photography in the afternoon and then the design process in the morning.
Oh, who's design process?
Dave Holland.
Let's just go with Dave.
Dave was good.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dave was good. Yeah.
All right.
He went over a very elaborate process.
Okay. More elaborate than the process you did. Yeah. Would you say that you picked up things that you were going to use when you go back?
Yeah, because we talked at the table. I talked a lot with the people, and we more or less shared our personal experiences.
Sure. Well, and I think that's a big part of these conferences is getting everyone's experiences together and then kind of saying, oh, you do that a little bit different from me, and maybe that's a little bit better.
I do it better, though.
Yeah. Everything that you do is actually a little bit worse than me, so I think that you should bring in what I'm bringing to the table to your operation.
Yes.
Right. Okay, and is there anything you're really excited about seeing over the next couple of days?
I'm just excited to get my feet wet, get re-inspired, get... I'm looking for that creative kick. I think this is going to get it.
Good, yeah. And I've already been feeling that. So, and I actually missed like 90% of the keynote guy tonight because we were off doing Mig's crazy Skype thing, which we'll talk about with Mig momentarily. But yes, awesome. Thank you. And we already plugged your site, so I will other hand shake you. And Awesome. We'll catch up with you guys a little bit later on.
Nate, we caught someone great. We caught Mig Reyes.
Great. Mig, what's up?
What's going on,
I turn around and Donovan is off.
He flagged me down. I saw him way far away. I'm like, I know that bald guy.
You know what we should do right now? We should Skype some fools in Chicago.
Let's Skype some people from Chicago. Wait.
We already did that. What did we do earlier tonight?
Well, first off, you need
here,
to...
Here, turn this to you a little bit. There you go, baby.
All right, Nate. First off, you're going to have to tell all the 36-point viewers, listeners, etc. what bro icing is. Pause. Show bro icing.
Okay. We can't really show anything. We can only explain.
Oh, okay. Fact, so this is...
I'm a little off on what bro icing is entirely. Could you run it down for us?
Real simple concept. You show a Smirnoff Ice to one of your bros. Said bro must then go down on one knee and chug the Smirnoff Ice.
Now, I noticed when you got bro iced on the show that you came back at him with two ices.
Yeah, see, I hit him back.
To counter bro,
your said friend, you show Smirnoff Ice of your own, and then that bro has to drink the Smirnoff Ice.
Nice. And we have had David. David Berman has just rolled up. And David, I know that you were a speaker because I recognize your face from the thing, the program. I'm Nate Voss. Nice to meet you.
Nate Vossa. Nice to meet you, Nate.
Yep. And did you meet Donovan earlier?
Yeah, we talked.
Yeah, we ran into each other.
And what's your talk about?
Met him and I like him.
Well, that is the magic of Donovan Berry.
What's your talk about tomorrow?
That's about it. The name of my talk is How to Make the Planet Your Client.
That's crazy.
Design and Save Social Responsibility.
I read it.
Do good design. Don't just do good design, do good.
So it's about the environment, it's about what kind of social responsibility?
Well, it's about sustainability. But when people talk about sustainable design, they tend to focus on the environmental sustainability. Sustainability is broader than that. We've got financial sustainability, social sustainability, cultural sustainability, and environmental sustainability, and all those things together have to include a responsibility to the planet, to the people.
And the book is called Do Good Design. Does it have a subtitle?
Yeah, How Design Can Change the World. It's called How Designers Can Change the World, but I think I'm going to change the subtitle in the second printing to How Design Can Change the World, because we live in a time where everyone's a designer.
That is, I have kind of seen that. Now, outside of your session, what is the one session that you're looking forward to seeing the most personally?
Sullivan, Stephanie.
And what's hers on?
Stuff, web, text, wonderful geek stuff.
Wonderful,
it's on
web
one.
Tech, wonderful geeky stuff. I'm all about it.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and we will we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Yeah, we'll kick it around. What up, Mig? Bet you didn't think David Berman was going to roll up.
I'm starstruck a little bit.
A little bit, right?
I read his book. This is totally crazy. And he's here right next to me.
Do you have his book? Maybe get an autograph?
I wish I brought my book.
Chest?
Maybe he's going to sign my chest a bit later.
Okay, we can maybe look that up later. Tattoo man. Right. Oh, and you know what? Donovan's getting it down now. But David, could you tell us very quickly, if people listening to the show wanted to go find out more information, where would they go?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, speaking tomorrow morning... But immediately following that, we're having the first book signing ever of my book in the United States.
Oh, at the book fair,
yeah.
The book store, whatever. That is.
So maybe I'll see you there.
Yeah,
it's exciting because it's actually the book was published. Although I'm from Canada, the book was published by AIGA Press here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, so people can go there tomorrow, pick up the book,
and then I
get
have
it autographed.
Hours later in the day too, between 3 and 4.
Nice. And
so people can come just hang out.
All right.
Talk
all
about
right.
doing good and having fun doing good. So we're going to save the planet and stuff. We got to have fun.
We're going to have a killer time doing it.
Exactly.
I think that's a great philosophy. Thanks for stopping by.
All right. Nice
really
to meet
appreciate
you.
It. Have a good night. All right. So we have talked about bro icing. And, oh, thank you very much. Thank you. And, yeah, so earlier tonight we Skyped out with Chicago...
The Show and Tell Show.
Show and Tell Show, yes.
It's a really popular late-night talk show about graphic design with graphic designers from Chicago.
I'm just still struck that David Berman just totally rolled up in the middle of our mix segment.
Yeah, I was stumbling over my words.
I know, it's good. It's good, though, right?
No, it's perfect.
All right, and you're doing more than that here at the HowComs. You're giving a little talk. Is that tomorrow?
Tuesday. How kindly invited me to speak. And let me just give you a quick backstory. I've been to a couple of AIGA national conferences. I've been to a couple HowConferences. One thing that really
yep.
One thing that really pissed me off was that there was never a session geared toward younger designers and the younger generation. So that's what I'm here for, Nate. I'm here to do a presentation on what you don't learn in design school.
There are a fantastic amount of very young designers here, or maybe it's just that I'm getting older and everyone looks young. Maybe it's Tim Dammitz over there looking like he's 12, but
Tim does look 12.
There's a lot of young designers here who are kind of thirsty for that kind of content.
Right, and the moral of the story for my talk is that it's up to us young gun designers to continue this industry and to kind of change the way, or to continue the legacy that you old folks are leaving behind.
Yeah, but please, dude, I ain't that much older than you, but thank you. Appreciate it. But so, okay, and they can check that out Tuesday?
Absolutely. Tuesday at 3:45.
I like this. You're just taking the mic.
Right, because
I appreciate the authority, the confidence that you have there.
See, here's the thing, Nate, that you guys have been doing a great job covering other people, interviewing other people. But, Nate, what is it that you're looking forward to throughout the rest of the week in Denver?
I'm really looking forward to, we both get to listen to and later interview Kevin Carroll.
That's huge.
That's a big thing. Try to find anyone who has ever met him who does not rave about him. And I have not met him. I have not heard him speak. I'm familiar only with his work. And I'm really pumped about that. And also, on an odd note, this is season 3 of the Reflex Blue Show. We have not ever had Debbie Millman on this show. We had her on the old show, like, all the time.
No, well, she popped up during the HAL conference last year during a special.
Absolutely positively does not count. That is not quality Debbie time.
So guess what? I'm going to interrupt you both because we have a special guest right in front of us. We have Tom from Nina Paper.
Just take it over the show.
Really? You go for it, man.
Tom, welcome to the HAL conference. What are you looking forward to with your presence here at Nina Paper and the HAL conference in Denver?
Well, I'll tell you, it's amazing to see this is back. This is really exciting because, you know, we went through years of HAL growth and then, of course, the economic decline, and all of us felt just a tremendous amount of pressure of, will a conference like this survive? This is truly back in full regalia. It's loud, it's colorful, people are really excited. It's neat to see the vibe.
We're coming to the conference center. We showed up just a little bit late because we had to run out some things with MIG and talk to the people in Chicago like we're talking about, but all we saw was yellow Nina bags leaving one
all
after
all we
another.
Saw yellow Nina bags. Nina bags are like crazy out there.
We want to own this place. That's the whole
game.
I think you guys are doing a good job of that.
Well, yeah.
Jamie's incredible. Of course, she was on last night, and she's been doing an incredible job of, you know, the Twitter stuff and the Facebook materials, and it's just grown our audience.
Jamie did a great job on the show earlier, and she's just been killing it.
Now, why weren't the bags white so that we could wear them to the white party if we didn't bring the proper attire?
Well, we can change this into the yellow party if you really wish. I mean,
so Tom, one last question for you. Did you bring your dancing shoes?
I always bring my dancing shoes. I've been doing this for 15 plus years, the HAL conference, and we've been sponsoring it, that closing night event. It's amazing. Last time we did the white party was in San Diego, and when they build the hotels in San Diego, they build them because of earthquake protection and so forth.
Right.
So they had these huge springs. We were on the lower level of the ballroom, and literally the chandeliers in the upper level ballroom were swaying because people were going so crazy in this massive ballroom down on the river.
So basically what you're saying is you're going to bring the ruckus to the dance floor.
I feel like there ain't no party like a Nina Paper party because a Nina Paper party don't stop.
Heyo!
What up? Thanks for coming and joining us.
You bet.
We look forward to seeing you guys and more from Nina here at the conference. I know that you guys are the huge, huge sponsor. Oh, Lauren's taking off. Sorry, she's creeping up and then taking off. But
we'll be around. We'll do everything
we'll be around.
For you guys.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
We'll be in touch. Thank you again. Lauren, what's happening?
Not much.
Lauren, I don't know your last name.
Hibonette.
We're here with Lauren Hibonette. How you doing?
Lauren
is a classy driver and is willing to take people back to hotels slightly earlier in the night than expected when things just got to get shut down. How you doing tonight?
I had a crazy night. Did you hear the keynote?
I heard some of the keynote. I had to split off. We're doing things with our boy.
I was the girl.
Which girl?
The girl that was complaining or freaking out because she's leaving her job in 6 months.
You're that girl.
Well, for the listeners, Lauren, what was the backstory and what girl were you?
Will your boss be listening to this show later?
He will not be listening to the show
later.
Okay,
that's good.
That's good. I'm an in-house creative, and my company has treated me like crap for the last 2 years since I started working there. And I begged and begged and begged to come to the in-house conference, and they refused. Or not in-house, the
How Design Conference. So they refused to send me.
And they sent you to the freelance.
And they told me 2 weeks before the conference that we're not paying for it. Mind you, they've been stringing me along the entire time.
That's
so
crazy.
Here I am coming out of the bookstore after buying a million books, freaking out, trying to put them in my bag, going, I want to come to this thing. Why am I not coming to this thing? And the keynote presenter is listening to me, bitch. And he's like, I know who wrote that book. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'm freaking out.
You're like, thanks, guy.
And then I walk away. Then all of a sudden, here he is jumping on stage and talking about me.
That's not... Meg just said, that is nutty.
That is nutty,
sorry, folks. No one records out of this side of the microphone, so...
Well, thank you very much for being on the show. We really appreciate you stopping by.
And especially in sharing your story and driving me home from the bar last night. We do appreciate that. So we're going out later, and hopefully you will be also, so that we can also get rides.
Send me a text message.
And so, Lauren, I happen to know that you have a brand new website that I have actually checked out already, so I know that it is up and working. Where can people go to find out more?
It is laurenhibinette.com.
And how do you spell that?
LaurenHyB as in boy, INETTE.
I feel like you've had to spell that more than one time in your life.
Benny.
You're kind of pro at it. I appreciate it. So again, thanks for stopping by. I do appreciate it. Thanks for sharing your story, and we will catch you later at the HAL conference. Donovan, do we have anything? I feel like we've been doing this for almost half an hour.
We've just got one more person to sign off, and then we'll catch you guys tomorrow.
Sweet. Who's signing off? Oh, it must be Jeff Fisher.
Because nobody signs off a party like Jeff Fisher. When he says it's over, it's over.
Done. We don't even need to talk.
It is over.
Jeff, how are you doing tonight?
I need food again.
Yeah, I think we're...
I had food delivered during the keynote, but I need food.
You did! You had a half sandwich delivered to you. How was that?
It's very nice when the speaker calls out and says that somebody needs food and it's delivered.
Somebody needs to bring Jeff Fisher some food.
I leaned over to Megan Patrick from HAL and I said, I should have ordered a gin and tonic.
I also need booze!
You know when Jeff gets orders brought to him in front of everyone else, that is how important this guy is.
Right? That's the power.
We thank you for the minute by stopping by.
I did leave my clown nose at home this year, though.
Oh, you did? We were kind of hoping Toots would make an appearance.
Toots needed a break.
All right, well,
Mr. Caboose is just... All right, we'll catch up with him later.
Yeah, we will catch up with you, Jeff. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
And Donovan, I feel pretty good. I got to be honest, I am exhausted already from this conference.
It's all right. Tomorrow morning will bring you more energy, and we will catch you in 24 hours.
Yeah, maybe we should do these podcasts in the morning. How would you feel about that? Tomorrow, hey, who are we interviewing tomorrow? We got two lined up.
We actually interviewed Shel Perkins today.
Yeah, and
the
lovely ladies of HAL.
And tomorrow we'll be interviewing...
Russell Brown from Adobe.
And Debbie Millman.
And the design queen herself, Miss Debbie Millman. So we're doing those tomorrow. Those will go up in a couple weeks, but we'll be back tomorrow on 36point.com with more Daily HAL Conference Denver 220/10 or whatever podcast recaps. We're doing it, and we're crushing it. Are we getting Joe Marsh on this show, too?
Joe Marsh.
ISO just signed off, so hang on 1 second.
No, that's fine. You can stop it. Do it like a bonus.
No, you want to do like a boom bonus.
Let's do a bonus track. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
I just read your name tag, so I was like, that must be Joe Marsh.
Nice to meet you.
Awesome. I'm Nate. We're doing the Reflex Blue show.
Awesome.
We know that you are Joe, but what is it that you do, and where are you from?
Membership chair on AIGA Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're just doing some fun stuff here at the HAL Design Conference, and we're gonna do just kind of mini events of what the AIGA Colorado chapter does. And like, for example, Craftwork is one of the things that we do, a local chapter initiative. And we got Denver Bookbinding coming to teach everyone how to do some bookbinding. Debbie Millman is coming on 3:45 to 5 on, I think, Monday or Tuesday. She's going to do a roundtable.
Is there anything that Debbie Millman does not do?
I don't know if she has time to do all the stuff.
She don't stop.
She's crazy.
She's like the Terminator.
She is. Exactly. Joe, real quick.
She absolutely will not stop until you have learned about design.
It's insane. And branding.
And branding. That's kind of more her thing.
Yeah. So, Joe, real quick. We all recently heard that AIGA and HAL have started this partnership.
Yes.
What do you know about it? What can you tell the listeners?
It's news to me, but I'm excited about it. I think AIGA is just kind of branching out and trying to... bring all aspects of design and the design industry together, and I'm really kind of excited about what we're doing and where we're going. So
yeah, really what we've got there, we've got two organizations of like goals, which is the promotion of the profession of graphic design. Right. And even I don't know, and I just heard people talk about it, even I don't know if they really know what it is they're going to do yet. I think they just know that they're getting together, they're going to do something.
But you know what? I think Rick Raffet is actually here to address that. And he has a session that further describes.
I did not know Rick was here.
Rick is here. Rick is in the house.
I am.
Of course.
I'm going to give him a noogie.
Nate's going to give a noogie.
Roll up and give Rick Raffet a big old noogie just to say hi from Nate. But Joe, hey, where can people go to find out more about Joe Marsh online?
Well, I'm on Twitter and I'm on Facebook.
Sweet.
And,
you know, what's Twitter handle?
Joseph Marsh.
Joseph Marsh. Let's do it on Twitter. And thanks for stopping by. Appreciate that. Go AIJ. Go AIJ Colorado.
Go Design.
Go Design. What up? And that was your bonus track here from the Reflex Blue Show How Recap. Day two or something. I'm not even sure at this point. It's all blurring together. I'm Nate Voss. That was Donovan Berry. And Mig Reyes giving an excellent performance.
Hello.
Stepping up to the plate. And we will see you tomorrow.